Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Pleasure, man.
I mean, come
What's
on.
What's up?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Congratulations on this album here, 44876. It's getting fantastic reviews. At first, I was like, is this your ATM PIN number? I mean, what is 44876?
44 is the country code of Great Britain.
Yes. Uh-huh. And 876 is for Jamaica.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Yeah. So goodbye. How did this come to be? How did you guys get together? How'd you hook up?
I met him on Tinder.
That's a good, yeah. But were you guys just in the same studio, or do you friends? Are you?
You know, I went. It was a couple years ago. I went on stage with him.
And you just walked on stage.
Yeah.
During Roxanne.
And, what?
And, yeah.
And you were during Roxanne?
I thought it was Sean Paul.
Yeah. Don't see it. So my thoughts are then. Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am, of course, Tom Tikar, the Wolf of Dog Street, and I am joined once again for another week by Tommy McNamara, the boy who cried Wolf of Dog Street.
Yes.
That's going to stick, right?
Sure, yeah.
And we have a great guest today. We got the hilarious Brett Davis here to join us.
What's up?
Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, yeah. So, as you just heard, we're talking specifically about Shaggy today. Mm-hmm. Sting and him are collaborating now. They're touring together. They put out an album together, so that's why we played that little clip.
I thought I was going to have to defend Jimmy Fallon.
You have to defend Jimmy.
Okay, good, good.
Did you notice the way Jimmy Fallon was just playing with Shaggy's hair and just making, just trying to help him get elected, it seemed like.
That'd be great if that was his move with every single guest. Just constant hair play.
I got to do this.
We watched a lot of footage of Shaggy and Sting interacting before.
Yeah.
In every interview, they make that same joke that they've been dating for 2 years.
They say Tinder. One time he goes, Tinder. No, eHarmony. And then that gets like another laugh.
Yeah, it's like neither part is really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's another one where this lady asks Shaggy, because he was in the military apparently. He was in the Marines.
He was,
and she asks
yeah.
why he was in the Marines. And he goes, instead of the Army, and he just goes, ha! Like,
he laughs at the question.
And then he says he said he joined the Marines because of all the uniforms, it seemed like he would get women more easily with that one.
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right. Fair
and that's
enough.
Would you say that's the main thing you like about Shaggy is his Marine background?
Well, I like that he's a hero.
Yes.
We are recording right after 4th of July. It's very relevant.
Yes. This is our special patriotism episode.
And when I think of America, I do think of Shaggy first.
I do appreciate that you showed up wearing the Nikes that were banned with the old American flag.
Yeah, I had to pay really out of the ass for it. But yeah, I did it. And I'm proud to wear them. And no one can take them from me.
I read a little bit about their touring as well, and it sounds like it's very bad. It got a 2-star review from someone who said, Sting and Shaggy review, pop reggae odd couple are far from boobastic.
Ooh.
Which I think they say that about everyone.
Yeah. They shoehorn boobastic into every single article on this TheGuardian.com. But apparently most of the concerts... Shaggy just kind of being Sting's hype man in Police songs. Like, he's just saying, like, Camden Roundhouse. And then he says, are you ready? Like, he just interjects through every breath you take with that.
Can we listen to a Shing and Staggy?
Let's listen to Shing and Staggy. Tommy's cover band of, of Sting and Shaggy.
I watched the Good Morning America one interview they did. The woman says, Staggy, that could be your couple name. And Sting says, well, we have a real name, but it's much ruder, so I won't say it. What do you think that is?
Yeah, what could that be? It's been a math problem I've been working out for the last 2 hours.
Shing isn't rude.
No. Yeah, I think they made one up.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it had the rhythm of funny, That's the thing. Neither of them are funny, but they have the rhythm of funny almost.
Well, this is what happens when you're in a relationship. And I can't, you know, there have been times when I've been in a relationship with someone and then I'm like, oh, we have to do this thing. And it's like, well, I don't feel like doing it. And I don't feel like doing it. So maybe that's what their thing is.
Sure.
I'm going to take all the jokes about them dating as canon.
Yes.
and I'm just going to continue on throughout the episode believing that they're in a relationship.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, they get to the show and they're like, oh, I don't want to do the show tonight.
It's like, well, sting,
we don't
right?
have to do the show tonight. Yeah.
So this is the like single that they were trying to make happen. It's called Don't Make Me Wait. And it seems to be about being with someone who is kind of holding out sexually, and it's called Don't Make Me Wait. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait so long. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. True love, true love, true love you. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. True love, true love, true love you. It didn't take me long to fall in love with your mind. I don't want to even mention the way your body perfectly designed. So fine. I'm judging from your outlook on life. I knew this would be more than just one night. But now I'm ready for the next level and you're telling me you need more time. No crime. Nothing wrong with waiting a little bit. You know this is more to me than just getting it. But you only get a love like this once in a lifetime. And if this is our chance, I ain't missing it. My whole life I never felt like this. Just wanna run with it, I don't wanna fight this. I ain't rushing you to make up your mind. Just wanna put some more quality in every time. Come on, girl.
I feel like the song is really anticipating the backlash to the chorus.
It's very, yes. Oh, absolutely. He's the whole time, he's like, I don't mean it, like, if you don't really want to. If you're uncomfortable, I didn't mean it that way. But if you're into it, I find you sexy. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I feel like I'm on vacation.
Yes.
I feel like I'm on a vacation that, like, a travel agent set up.
Yes.
And I'm not leaving the resort once. And there are no people of color around.
They're like, this is the real Jamaica experience, yeah. Mom. It's all white people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the video. It's like him and Sting hanging out in Jamaica. Apparently, this was like a favor he's doing Shaggy of some kind. Like, he owed him for something. I didn't fully follow
it.
I don't
know.
Well, their relationship dates back to
2 years ago when they met on Tinder, from what I understand.
Well, yeah, they reconnected on Tinder.
Of course.
But they have been collaborating loosely for well over 2 decades now.
Because there's a version, I think you may have put one
on your
playlist.
So
yeah, of Boombastic, correct?
Yeah.
Let me see here. All right. This is Boombastic, the Sting remix.
Mm-hmm.
Some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy, Mr. Lover, Lover. Now Mr. Lover, Lover. Girl, Mr. Lover, Lover. Now Mr. Lover, Lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic, really fantastic. Touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic, touch me on me back, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Smooth, just like a silk. Soft and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. Now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill. Do me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the only young girl who can ring my bell. And I can take rejection, so you tell me go to well. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Rude. I'll get straight to the point, like a horror dog. Come lay down on the jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only sound you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will and have some sweet pillow talk.
I hate that part so much.
I love it. That's like, that's the part where I really just start like nodding my head.
That noise he makes.
I want to hear it again. That was it.
I feel like what brings them together is just being like the two most publicly horny guys right. in music history.
Yeah. Sure. There's also a reggae-ness to the Police.
Yeah.
But and they talk about that in their interviews or whatever.
They invented it.
Of course, yes. Yes. And Shaggy stole it. And they're the only two reggae artists.
Shaggy stole it from Sting.
Yep. Yeah.
There's I just put this together, and this is a missed opportunity, but there, you know the song by Sting that's, I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien, I'm an Englishman in New York. Mm-hmm. And then there's a Jamaican cover of it where it's like, I forget who does it, but it's like, I'm a Jamaican in New York, whoa. It's like a lot peppier. If they don't do that. I know it's not a Shaggy song, but...
No, but they should just
do
it.
Yeah,
they ought to bring that to the live show. Not have Shaggy standing around. Have you seen Shaggy live ever?
I've not, no.
What is your...
I can't get tickets.
You're waiting in line.
Yeah.
Well, we should also talk about this song for a second. I love that you've been one of our most informed guests we've had.
Yes.
Where you sent notes about your song picks, which I really appreciate.
I just wanted to back all of these songs up.
It's like a bibliography of Shaggy.
Well, there's so many. I mean, you can't think about this song without thinking about the scene in Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean's Holiday.
Thank you.
Be careful.
We're gonna get so many emails.
I caught myself.
They won't care.
Which is a great movie, and I stand by it. But yeah, Mr. Bean does a funny little bit to this song.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Do you remember what, like, because I've never seen Mr. Bean's Holiday. I'm not.
I don't think it would play on podcast.
Okay, I'm not a Mr. Bean completist. Yeah.
I almost am, but he's just dancing in a way to earn money, and everyone loves it, and
nice.
It's like rightfully so. It's like a rare like total Mr. Bean win.
Tommy's actually a Mr. Bean denier.
That's true. Yeah,
he denies that he ever actually.
I think he's
existed.
A crisis actor.
So this is Marvin Gaye sample in the remix you're on here.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote, it's that Sting.
Yep.
Bombastic gained popularity after being featured in a popular Levi's television commercial.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the song is featured in films Barnyard, Mr. Bean's Holiday, and George of the Jungle. Also, I'm going to assume you meant Donkey Kong 2, or did you mean Donkey Konga 2?
This is a game for GameCube where you play Kongas.
Is this true?
Yes.
Wow.
I did look it up. But I was like, oh, I vaguely remember
something.
It's
interesting
like
that they would call it Donkey Konga. Why would they not just call it Konga or something?
Well, it's Donkey Kong.
It was Donkey
Kong
playing the Konga.
See, this is adding up.
I think I might have had this game. I was a big GameCube guy.
Okay.
Were you a
really?
GameCube?
I was not. No, I never had it.
Okay.
I wanted one.
We were a small but vocal community.
There's some games for GameCube that are like staples of the Nintendo like franchise that I was bummed out to miss out on. There was some like Zelda, and then there was
Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers is the big one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people for a long time people said that was the best Smash Brothers game. Mm. But this has been gamer talk. we have a little feature for our incel listeners every week.
But what I just gotta think, like the guy that worked at Nintendo that came up with Donkey Konga, like what like a eureka moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's like, wait, we could plug anything in there. It's what much about Kongas? Donkey Konga.
It's way better than their other game, Donkey Congress, which was about a government ran by the Donkey Kong franchise.
It's mostly text-based.
A lot of paperwork you got to do with this game.
Yeah.
Comes with a scanner.
The scanner costs more than the GameCube.
Yeah. And then like Diddy Kong just looks it over for a while.
But it's cute. He kind of crawls over the paper in a fun way.
Yeah.
It's mostly, you scan things in. It takes 2 days, business days, for you to be able to play the next level.
Back to the, it's the perfect song. So yeah. Let's continue.
It really is amazing.
It's a great song.
I felt like a mom. I was just like folding laundry, like moving to this song.
Well,
like,
yeah. Here's the thing that I've noticed throughout Shaggy, and my mom introduced me to Shaggy.
Wow.
She liked a song called That Girl with Maxi Priest. And I was like, who's this other guy? His voice sounds hilarious.
Yes.
And, but throughout his career, he's sampled some like songs that really like hit boomers well, like, and I think that might be a testament to his popularity.
It was a smart move. Yeah. A lot of great samples. Definitely. Let's listen to That Girl. Yeah. Let's hear it. Also. Yeah.
Which samples Green Onion by Booker T and the MGs.
Ah. The girl has got the touch. Oh yeah. What you got is an instant. Oh yeah. All that right. Kind of girl. Marks the bracelets make them know. Yeah. She's the kind of woman that lets you know. When she knows what she won't let go. Takes you to a place of your fantasy. Walks you to the door, but she holds a key. That girl. Ooh. That kind of girl.
I'm heartbroken, just the kind of girl to keep my love life rolling. She's outspoken, I'm heartbroken, just the kind of girl to keep my that girl to make you break your silence and speak. Just a glimpse upon the silhouette, my knees get weak. Baby, so unique, a regimatic love, a lover, make her life complete.
He really steals the song.
Yeah. A reggae-mantic is what he says.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Maxi Priest. That's research I didn't do. Fuck!
But, yeah. A glaring omission.
Yeah. But that song rocks in kind of like a Lenny Kravitz kind of way.
Yeah. I'd never heard that before you put it on this playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see how he appeals to like, you know, you were saying a baby boomer. He's got like a... He's also... I was really into Shaggy's album that had Angel and It Wasn't Me on it. And most of... So those two were huge hits, yeah. I feel like. Mm-hmm. A lot of the rest of the album is him talking about being in a monogamous relationship and being the guy who will fuck you good.
Mm.
And he says this a lot. He goes, I'm the man who's allowed to make you, like...
Oh, wow.
Moan and, you know... That might be in one of the songs that's on the list, but I re-listened to that album just to get myself back in the mindset of being like 13-year-old who was like excited about the idea of one day being married to someone.
I and still really banging them out. I'm good. Still that 13-year-old.
What? So you got into this through your mom, Tommy? What was your background with Shaggy?
We were old friends, but we were Marine Corps buddies. I do remember, like, I obviously loving Wasn't Me an Angel, but I do think, like, primarily thinking his voice was funny. Like, that was, like, the main aspect of it for me, was it being funny.
I remember I was really into It Wasn't Me and Angel, and then I was like, oh, I thought that the other guy was Shaggy, and It Wasn't Me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I thought Rick Rock was Shaggy, and when I realized the other, I was like, oh, shit, I bought the wrong album. But then I loved it. By the way, you mentioned the military thing. I found this on his Wikipedia. It says the highest rank he achieved was Lance Corporal. Although he was reduced in rank twice. That feels like somebody he was in the Marine with, the Marines
had to,
with,
like,
wrote that.
Down.
Like, I just want them to know he was reduced a couple times. Yeah. Like, who
his, like, enemy.
That? Yeah.
who's the guy on MASH that, like, hates Hawkeye?
Oh, shit. I don't
know.
I want,
MASH.
Like, that
I didn't
sitcom.
Read up on MASH
I'm
before the
Shaggy in the... Yeah.
You want a MASH up?
Yeah. Like, what a sitcom that would be. Shaggy in the Marines. Could be, it's a dramedy.
I have a feeling that's coming to CBS in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
That's going to be good. So
it's like a Master of None style thing about their travels through different bases.
Did you know this? So I didn't get on board until the two singles. I didn't know Boombastic until after all this stuff. Did you know about it like from the Levi's shit, or was it like, did you just hear the two singles?
I just remember like loving It Wasn't Me, but I don't remember anything before or after in my life.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I remember Boombastic probably from the Levi's commercial.
Yeah.
I watched a ton of TV and not much else.
Yeah.
I didn't do much else
in
1998. But yeah, the 2000 one. I have like specific moments in my mind where I remember hearing like It Wasn't Me.
Yeah.
Like I remember like pulling into like my middle school, like hearing that on the radio.
This like, is exactly where I was. Like on the bus, like they would be playing it every day, all the time. It was on our like Hot 97 or like B97 or whatever the local station was. And I was one of those where when I realized what it was about, like, it's shocking that we were allowed to listen to it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they caught me on the counter.
Well, I don't think I'd ever heard the word banging before.
Yeah.
I think that like taught me banging.
There was a sanitized version.
Yeah, ours that we heard was loving on the bathroom floor, okay. I remember, because I was like, oh, he's just, or I think there was one that was kissing on the bathroom floor too.
I think I'm gonna pull up the lyrics.
Please do a dramatic reading of "It Wasn't Me" by Brett Davis.
Because there was a discrepancy, and I remember hearing the uncensored version for the first time and being like, "Oh my god, this is even better than it was." So in the song. He says, picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. And it's replaced with, picture this, we were both cup making, love on the bathroom floor. And then, saw me banging on the sofa, was saw me kissing on the sofa.
Yeah, so you're both right. It's both, yes.
It's still like very...
It's bad.
Making love on the floor and kissing on the sofa, it's not like that sanitized, dude.
Right. Yeah, banging on the like, but we assume you're butt naked. I mean, you're banging. Is it better if he's got his pants around his damn ankles?
I don't know.
The banging and making love are very different things.
I mean, you're on the bathroom floor. You know, how much love could be there be?
That was kind of the theme of Mr. Bean's Holiday, if I remember correctly, is that there's a difference between sex and love. Let's listen to it, because I feel like we should just talk about it now. I feel like we have to talk about it. This is the one thing that everyone would know more than anything.
Yes. Let's hear it. It Wasn't Me.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open
up, I love the beginning of the song.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen. The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me ready. Could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you think I do my access to your villa? Trespass on a witness, all of you clean all your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the pinna. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over.
But I want to skip to the end where he gets like... Damn, there's a moral.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that part.
It's on rules.
Oh, it's so good.
That's like a perfect bridge.
It really
Rick
is.
Rock, beautiful voice.
Oh, I love Rick Rock's voice in that. That's what I'm saying. I never followed up, but I was like, where's Rick Rock's album?
I never noticed the steel drums until like this age listening.
Yes. Yeah.
The intro, there was some controversy. People accused him of ripping off War, the song Smile Happy. but he's like, I see that there's a similarity.
That's nice that he admits it at least. The song's about a guy who gets caught cheating on his girl, but denies it, even though he is clearly guilty. It was inspired, apparently, by a comedy routine Eddie Murphy performed in his movie Raw. Murphy said that no matter what your girl accuses you of, never admit to anything. Just say, it wasn't me. Now, Tommy, you were accused of embezzling, correct? You told your girl. Embezzling from the podcast. Yes,
exactly, yeah.
I remember when I really looked at it, I was really bummed out by the idea of people cheating, especially when I was a kid. Yeah. And I was like, I love this song, but the message hurts me.
Well, yeah, I was too. And then they followed up with an interview with Shaggy on the radio, and he's like, I'm playing a character. It's like, yes, thank you.
Have you seen Mr. Bean?
Will you pull up that article I sent you? Because there was an article about it that I sent to you. Yeah, where he's kind of saying to that effect, and then he has a really funny quote.
Okay, Huffington Post. I'll
just mention that this was Shaggy's first number one hit.
Yes, he had I saw that he had a top 20. Was that Boombastic before? Like
Boombastic was in the top 20, but this was first number one. Yes. It's the 11th biggest selling single of the 21st century.
What?
In the United Kingdom.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's where in one of the interviews I saw with him and Sting, they asked who had either more records or more number ones in the UK or something in some decade, and it was Shaggy.
Wow.
Also, it was number one in the U.S. for 2 weeks and then dipped and then pulled a Grover Cleveland, came back.
Wow.
Yeah. Number one again.
Let's see. Shaggy's breakthrough hit, It Wasn't Me, tells the story of a man who gets caught cheating on his girlfriend and denies the act completely. But according to the reggae sensation himself, the song wasn't based on his own personal experience. When HuffPost Live host Mark Lamont Hill asked if Shaggy had ever been caught red-handed, as the lyrics of the song say, he laughed off the suggestion. Come on, man. Is it okay for me to do this?
Yes. I made a choice that it's okay. But
he said, come on, man. I'm too good. The real that's his
I'm
quote.
Too
I'm too good.
Yeah.
The real inspiration, they said the Raw thing in Shaggy
confirms. What's the next part that I wanted to...
Okay, let's see here. Oh, I actually did write it from the Eddie Murphy movie. I got the whole idea from that. He said, I was telling someone yesterday, songs like Mr. Boombasket, It Wasn't Me, Angel, these songs, I didn't write those songs. Those songs were written by a higher being. It was just ordained through me.
He's saying it like he's Joseph Smith. founding Mormonism. It was ordained through me.
That's amazing.
He just wakes up and there's lyrics like kind of like sitting on the table, blowing in the wind, windows open.
Just for like that sentence and then what the song is. This is so funny to me.
But that now he must be tortured that he hasn't had a hit. And he's like, why, God?
God hates me. Oh, shit.
I will say this song was an introduction to... was patois the right word?
I think so.
Makes you know they say that she really got no right for vex. I never see she make the gigolo flex. A smatty Elsa favor, you in a decomplex, seeing is believing, so you'd better change your specs.
Damn.
The funny thing is, like, those are good. That's good. But I remember as a kid, I was like, that is nonsense. Whatever he's saying, it's going over my head. Let's get back to the old chorus. Before we get too much further into the show, we should go to our friend Jared.
Yes.
This is a weekly segment on the show. You know it as They Went to Jared. Our friend and foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson, the owner of the beautiful comedy attic and even more beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. He has thoughts on the bands that we talk about. And here are his thoughts on Shaggy.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Shaggy. I was... You know, I guess it never crossed my mind that someone would do Shaggy on this podcast. So I wasn't really mentally prepared for this. I mean, it's just embarrassing sounding. The music, it just like makes you feel like something's wrong. Like, I don't know. Like it just makes you feel the way you're not supposed to feel when you're listening to music. And I don't know that I've ever met a person who would even know like what to do here. Like, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's, I will say that in sort of taking a once over of his career, I am surprised that he kind of stayed in the limelight longer than I thought he did. I mean, I worked in a record store when he first hit, and, you know, my mind has chosen that he was in and out like right away. And that's not true. Like, it looks like he sold like millions of copies of like another album. And I don't know why I never really thought about this, but I guess that rapey song, I mean, I don't know why I didn't think that it was kind of gross. Like, it wasn't me. I guess maybe I didn't realize that what he was talking about. I don't know that I've ever heard the song. I remember the title of the song, but this is just weird. Maybe the weirdest part, and I mean, there's very little in the world, in the music world, more despicable than post-Police Sting. But to read that they toured and made an album, I mean, I just can't even imagine how bad and horrible that whole thing is. And it's just, how did they meet, or why did this happen? It's sort of like the Metallica and Lou Reed album. It's just like a mix of things that just should never be mixed. So anyway, yeah, I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
That was Jared. I want to address something really quickly. The song is not about rape.
Yes.
That is not part of it. I do appreciate you introducing the concept of the episode, though, Jared. But, yeah, I don't... The idea that it makes you feel a way that music isn't supposed to make you feel is interesting.
None of those read as criticisms to me. I could tell there was a negative slant, but sure. I was like... Yeah, he did have an unexpectedly long career.
Yeah.
The music does make you feel the way that most other music doesn't make you feel.
Yeah. Totally on the nose with the Sting stuff, though, for sure.
Perhaps.
Which we, yeah. I mean, we'll let the listeners decide. You heard the music. Maybe you liked it.
Is Lou Reed any less great for Lulu or Metallica? Are they any less great for Lulu and a bunch of other stuff? I don't know.
I would like to see a Lou Reed and Shaggy combination.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard Lou Reed and Pavarotti?
No.
I'm not.
That's really great.
We heard Spice Girls and Pavarotti.
I was just remembering, I was like, when did we just talk about Pavarotti?
Pavarotti's been all
incredible.
Over the place.
He did a series of concerts with a bunch of just celebrities.
Yeah.
And the weirdest one was Lou Reed.
That is bizarre. Yeah.
Hey, guys. A little break from the action to tell you about our sponsor for this week, Stand By Your Band. This is for our New York City listeners. Take a bite out of this apple. Swifto dog walking. Hey, you got to work. You don't have time to take your little pup out as often as they want or need. You need a good dog walker, and that's where our friends at Swifto come in. Swifto provides one-on-one GPS-tracked dog walks so you can make sure your dog walker isn't just lounging around your house, looking through your underwear drawers, trying on each pair, taking whatever one turns them on the most. I used to be a dog walker, and I know for a fact 99% of these pervs are putting on your wife's brassieres and putting on a show for your dog instead of taking them for their walks, but not with Swifto. Swifto also offers overnight stays and pickups and drop-offs in New York City. The walks or visits can range anywhere from 20 minutes up to 4 hours. They're rated 5 stars on Yelp, and they cover all of Manhattan, Astoria, and Long Island City and Queens, and most of Brooklyn. And here's where our little podcast comes in. If you use our promo code BAND, that's B-A-N-D, all lowercase, you're going to get your first 2 walks for free. That's right, 2 walks for free when you go to swifto.com and put in promo code BAND, and you'll be doing us a little favor, me and the Mac Man, because we get a piece of that little action, if you know what I'm talking about. Swifto.com for all your dog walking needs in New York City. Promo code BAND. Back to the show. I remembered over the break there was something. I got a text about this episode earlier today when I posted about it from my girlfriend, who told me...
She caught you having sex with the girl next door.
And I told her, it wasn't me. Come back. She said, did you know that I met Shaggy in person and he asked me what I was doing later?
No way.
And then she said, I could have been Miss Shaggy.
Wow.
Pretty crazy. So, fuck you, Shaggy. Come at my girl. You better come correct.
Shaggy doesn't know that you're in the picture. And if anything, it just means he's got great taste.
I accused him of hitting on my girl, and he said, It wasn't me.
did she say, like, when this was?
She's told me before. I cannot totally remember. I'm sure it was after a show of something. This might be the same story. Someone else. I can't remember if this is the same story or not. But I think that she saw him when she was younger, and he played Boombastic twice.
Makes sense, yeah.
I think he opened and closed with it. It's either somebody else told me that story. I wrote
was the Sting International mix, probably.
That could be it. Yeah. He's like, it's different. I read a story. I was trying to figure out what he was like in concert. I was trying to find verification of if he does that a lot, if he repeats songs. Because I've seen, I think I saw Aaron Carter do that, where he played the same song twice at the Chicago like food fair thing. One of those, yeah, maybe Taste of Chicago, or like one of the, like, not Pride Weekends, but another festival like that. Anyway, there's an article from it's from BuffaloNews.com, where I get all of my news, of course. It's an article that says, "Is the party in Albany tonight?" Well, gee, Shaggy, I'm not sure. The party may have been in Albany on Thursday night, but here in Buffalo, we were too busy standing in the pouring rain waiting for your canal side set to begin for us to truly know. Strike one. Strike two is when you failed to hear the clearly audible signal from your bandmate, "We're in Buffalo, man." and you exuberantly demanded to know, "Albany, are you tired?" if we weren't, we should have been tired of sad acts like the one that headlined a soggy canal side on Thursday evening. The sort of acts that find it wholly acceptable to offer watered-down versions of deep strains of music, fuse it with tired top 40 tropes, and throw in a whole lot of "Where are my ladies at tonight?" in an attempt to cover for a complete lack of substance. And then they just keep going about how bad he is. But apparently there's people who commented on the article that they were there, and he said Albany like 8 times.
Well, being on tour is tough. sometimes you just don't know where you are. I've been there.
I've done that before. Yeah. This is a nightmare of it, because I was in Madison, and I had just been in Appleton, Wisconsin the night before, and Brian Regan was in the crowd at Madison. Wow. I was like, "How are we doing, Appleton?" And then I immediately was like, "Oh, no." And then he was like, "Hey, Tom."
That voice you can definitely do.
Albany and Buffalo are not that different.
Damn.
Who wrote this article?
It was the Buffalo News. Oh, which guy?
Yeah.
Zach Swan.
What is Shaggy doing up there? Two insides.
Yeah, I'm going to edit any mention of Zach Swan out of this show. Yeah, I found a bunch of fun stuff about it. There was another...
Whoever this is, I'm calling for a public doxing.
All right, let's bring Zach Swan back into the mix.
I want Shaggy Nation to come to Zach Swan's house.
That's right. I found an article on... there was a couple things. So we do a lot of research for this show via Google. And one of the things I searched for was Shaggy asshole, like Shaggy is an asshole. Mm-hmm. And there was a video, the main things that popped up were Velma sticks her fingers in Shaggy's asshole.
Oh, good.
So yeah. I watched a couple of those, and it's the guy playing Shaggy wasn't even wearing a Shaggy costume, which was pretty upsetting.
Did he have the Shaggy hair?
Kind of. He was wearing a hat, so I don't even know.
No.
I mean, you mostly see that butt, so I don't know.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I told you, we have some parts of the show for our incel audience. my favorite thing I found Googling Shaggy today, though, was an article on Rolling Stone. The title is, "Shaggy to ISIS, Go Fuck Yourself."
Good, yes.
It is my favorite headline of all time.
ISIS is This is in Rolling Stone. It says, ISIS is a self-proclaimed caliphate responsible for unfathomable acts of evil. Shaggy is a reggae fusion singer best known for lightweight hits like Boombastic and It Wasn't Me. These two forces converged in a recent interview with the Miami New Times, where the musician outlined his plan for defeating the jihadist group, a strategy that involves marijuana and Shaggy. He said, if you're able to cut a man's head off, you're sick. More right. Music evokes emotion. So if they're listening to Shaggy music or reggae music, they're not going to want to cut somebody's head off. There are two things you want to do when you listen to reggae. You get somebody pregnant or you're fucking high. High people don't want to kill nothing. They want love. They need to bag some Jamaican weed and distribute it amongst ISIS. I guarantee there won't be any more wars out there. Man, it'll put them in a vibe. Throw some Bob Marley up in there, and there'll be peace.
What do you think about that, Brett?
A grizzled ex-veteran.
Or ex-Marine.
A crazy idea.
I think there's two sides in this battle. You either love Shaggy or you love ISIS.
That's true. Yeah.
Jared.
And based on past episode, we know which side Bob Dylan is on because he famously married ISIS.
That's right. Mm. That is correct. Bob, speak for yourself. Come on, stand by your man and defend yourself, Bob. Yeah, those are the main takeaways from today's research. But
honestly, though, I think the end result is, I think he's right. I don't know how we'll get from point A to point B, but I totally agree with him.
Look,
I think you got to do like a John Cusack Can Say Anything, where you just go outside ISIS headquarters with a boombox and play It Wasn't Me.
God. Hey, but what about the people who have to work at ISIS headquarters who aren't in ISIS? The janitors and stuff. Yeah, if you take down ISIS, you're screwed. You're taking other people's
That's
work
true.
Away.
Yeah.
You know, they say that they hate our way of life, but do they hate the Jamaican way of life?
That's a good
That's
point.
A great question.
That
I don't know.
Is a great point. Let's hear some more Shaggy.
Let's do Angel.
I love it. This is Angel.
About the famous Buffy spinoff. Angel.
Trees are like diamonds and pearls. Dedicated to all the girls around the world. Oh, this is Raven and Shaggy with a combination with Jamis. Flip this one from your musical disc.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your beer fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me.
That's just a great song. I don't know. I love
so
it.
So catchy.
So good. This is a tribute to women who stick by their men through good times and bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Much respect to those people.
Yeah. I do. He does that just a real knack for sampling the right song. And
yeah
it just makes you feel good.
Oh, so good. He uses the bass line from The Joker by Steve Miller. It's funny. There's a comment on this song where somebody writes, Shaggy put the beat together before adding lyrics to this. Shaggy didn't put any beat together. He stole it from Steve Miller's The Joker. He even stole the lead guitar parts from it. This person has never heard of sampling before. The chorus is based on the lyrics and vocal melody of Angel of the Morning, a hit for Marilee Rush in 68 and Juice Newton in 1981. Shaggy got the idea when Rick Rock came into the studio singing it. To that, he kind of did steal.
Yeah.
Poor Rick Rock.
Yeah. Rick Rock gets no respect.
Because Rick Rock's not even on this song.
They say, it says...
Rick Rock was never seen again after he was singing in the studio.
This says West Indian vocalist Ravon and Rick Rock sang on this, but I don't know about...
Oh, okay.
Maybe he's like a background vocal or something, because Ravon gets the feature credit, it seems like, unless I'm missing it. He doesn't have any credit on Spotify, at least, Rick Rock.
Maybe Rick Rock got a little too big for his britches.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to put you down in the mix now.
I remember, this video. I remember really liking this video. Mm-hmm. Just like in a white suit.
Yes. Yeah. Very romantic. Yeah. Very sweet. I love this song. This was like, this put me over the edge. This was when I bought the album.
Damn.
This one, I remember my mom was out of the store. She said, do you need anything? I said, I need something. I need the album Hot Shot from
Take
Shaggy.
Take me to Sam Goody.
You have another song that I believe is on that album, but it's also from a film. And this is Love Me, Love Me from It's Shaggy and Janet Jackson.
Yes. This is...
Shaggy.
Yeah.
Ha ha. I roots in the lover, lover.
That ha ha he does the same one where they asked why he didn't join the army.
Yeah.
I owe the man a lot to make you moist and wet. I owe the man a lot to make you moan and sweat. I owe the man a lot to make you scream out, yes.
Mr. Lover.
No, the man a lot to make you moist and wet. I owe the man a lot to make you moan and sweat. I owe the man a lot to make you scream out, yes.
Mr. Lover.
Check out. Sweet succulents and fine. I think clean, yeah, you're my darling divine. I love the way you move and all the way you design. You're on the lights from my mind, forget that corny line. Now let me hit you off now with this question sign. You seem to be the type for me to wine and dine. A little candlelight dinner toasted over some wine. Well, I will hit you off now with this lyrical rhyme. Now Mr. Lover, keep your rockin'. Mr. Lover, keep your rockin'. Mr. Lover, keep your rockin' and swing. Now Mr. Lover, keep your rockin'. Mr. Lover, keep your rockin'. Mr. Lover, keep your rockin' and swing. Sing, girl.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never ever gonna let you. Once I get my hands on
love
you,
love me, love me, love me, sex machine.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let
That's
you
right.
go. I hope you feel the same way.
Janet sounds good.
She's so good, yeah.
Has anyone even pitched Janet Jackson as an artist?
We couldn't do it.
I don't think we could do it.
We couldn't do it because it's too beloved.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to defend that. She's
no.
At this point, the superior Jackson.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
I remember always thinking of that as a Mace. Like, primarily, I thought of the Mace song. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Mace, I love you so.
Yeah.
One key change in there. Yeah.
Sure. I heard this version first, but I didn't hear the Janet Jackson version. Mm. I heard the Hot Shot album version.
Yes.
Which apparently, due to legal disputes, they took Janet Jackson's vocals off and used Terry Lewis. But I loved this song. It's funny, this album is actually long as hell. There's so many tracks on it. And I listened to a bunch of it today. So much of it sucks. The three you picked are great. I mean, this is from the How Stella Got Her Groove Back soundtrack. Yes. What
fun
a
movie.
Film.
Great movie.
Never saw it.
Oh, shit.
Angela Bassett. It's so fun to watch. Whoopi Goldberg, great comic relief. Tay Diggs, the most handsome man.
Ooh, what a handsome guy.
Also follows a lot of our friends on Twitter.
Is that true?
Yes. Well, that's the big thing. He follows
me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He
true.
Might follow me, too. I don't know. I think it's just some overzealous comedian.
His presence is very felt on your Twitter.
That just follows every comedy person.
Yeah.
I put one more thing on. It wasn't part of Brett's playlist, but I just put it onto the playlist because I wanted to play it at some point, which is he makes a lot of great collaborations. This is one he did with Toni Braxton.
Mm-hmm.
That is ostensibly a Christmas song.
Yes.
Called Christmas in Jamaica.
Oh, I didn't see that you did this. You sneaky.
If you put it
bugger.
To 220, I think it's the Christmas song that has the least to do with Christmas of any Christmas song I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I think we should talk about the controversy behind this song.
I didn't know there was a controversy.
I did not know this either.
Shaggy said that working with Janet Jackson was the worst experience of his musical career. That she didn't want to cooperate, and she was a complete nightmare.
Wow.
Which is why she was replaced. Yeah.
See, so are we sure that she's the better Jackson? You know?
Yeah, it's what
sounds like the words. Whole family's buried in controversy, as far as I'm concerned, of equal measure.
Yes.
He replaced her with Samantha Cole, which is why I guess there is a delay. This song originally came out in 98, but you got it on the album in 2000.
Yes. I heard that there's going to be an HBO documentary about this.
Oh, good. I think there needs to be a miniseries about like his life story, like a full like Spielberg.
I would love it.
Spearheaded.
Absolutely.
But it should end with him defeating ISIS, even if it's just like reenactments.
Like the end of Endgame, but it's like ISIS versus Shaggy.
Amazing. Rick Rock saves him at the last minute.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, okay, let's hear Christmas in Jamaica.
Christmas in Jamaica.
This is Toni Braxton featuring Shaggy. This is the 218 mark.
Just come on, girl. I'm rocking you Jamaican style. Just come on, girl. Cause we can chill here for a while. Come on, girl. Baby, it's just you and me. Come on, it's a fantasy. I'm an all-nighter, girl.
Come on, girl.
Yeah, girl. It's an all-nighter.
Yeah.
Sing to me, girl.
Don't you know we're gonna have a fun Shaggy on the song. Christmas in Jamaica. Yeah, I'm about to sing.
We're sailing.
Yeah. You know when you're a little kid sitting around the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I'm in the Christmas spirit now. What am I supposed to do with this?
It seems like most of the lyrics are just about how it's hot in Jamaica during Christmas.
It's about him having sex with someone all night long, but then he says, call me Santa Claus.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, that was a real...
such a stretch to call it Christmas.
There's literally nothing. He didn't say, like, open me up like a Christmas present. Yeah. There's nothing. There's just hiking in the mountains, romantic rendezvous, bathing in the fountain, stop, let me look at you. There's a whole verse with nothing about Christmas.
Yeah.
I think they just had him come in and, like, paste over, like, can he just say Christmas in Jamaica or some bullshit? He's like, yeah.
Okay. Just call me Frankenstein. We have a Halloween hit. Halloween in Jamaica. President's Day in Jamaica. Just call me Lincoln. that's incredible.
Toni Braxton, great voice.
Oh yeah. Incredible.
He has a real, he's smart about who he collaborates with.
Absolutely. So I believe we have a couple more things in this email here. A couple that were not on Spotify, I think. Oh, I want to play this Ali G video. I want to play the video because there's some audio in it that is very relative to the podcast. So this is Ali G, me, and Shaggy. It says, me, Julie.
Descended from Bob Marley. See him?
It's Ali G on the street.
Said that she nubbed him round the back of the crooked Billy in Ivy Eve, you know, by the bins, when he was on his tour of Stains and Eggham in 75. Yeah, mommy, love reggae. There's a rat in my kitchen, what am I gonna do? There's a rat in my kitchen, what am I gonna fix that rat? That's what? We're gonna fix him up, the rat. Yeah, man. It's there, man. There. Hey, yo. Hey, you was that geezer who had that massive song, innit?
Wasn't it?
No, it was. You should not be so modest. Big up yourself, Beanie Man.
It's not my name.
Respect Shabba.
No,
Shakademus. Pliers. Are you Islavi Sifri, innit?
He's from Central Africa, man.
Ain't we all? Ain't we all?
So, what are you doing in Jamaica, man? What's your deal?
Man has come back to me roots, and while I was here, doing a little bit of import-export, aight? Brethren, it's good to be back in Africa.
Man, you bumbucker, yo, come out of my face, yeah, man. I would have man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Safe! There's a rat in my kitchen. What am I gonna do? There's a rat in my kitchen.
So, Brett, you would know this, but yes. We've talked about that song, Rat in My Kitchen, a lot on this podcast.
Because yeah, Shalewa Sharp came on and defended UB40 mm-hmm. and played us Rat in My Kitchen, which we thought was hilarious.
Because we also have had a rat in our kitchen.
Recently, you're safe right now. We had an exterminator come, and
he fixed that rat.
Yeah, he fixed that rat. That's what he's going to do. But it's about like having a narc or something in your group or something. But we literally had a rat in our kitchen mm-hmm. right then. I saw it the other day.
It's also very funny that he's singing a white band's group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, him saying that he's Levi Sifra is so funny.
He's from Central Africa, aren't we all?
Yeah, aren't we all?
Also, I will say, because Ali G did it, it's okay that we're doing it.
Yes.
Of course, okay. Now it's fine. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm relieved.
So pass your emails to his people.
Yes. This is the actual song. We be banging to a shaggy selection. One time for my Julie. Julie. You know me love ya, truly. From head down to me coolie. You turn me on with your big body line. Julie. You got the sweet time. Truly. When me touch it with me coolie. In the video, he hits a girl in the head with a soccer ball and she gets knocked out. Shaggy needs some sexual healing. I wanna reach and touch the ceiling. When I'm loving my Julie, me of the king in the late night dealing. Worse no, it's just a piece I'm stealing. I see a sex and it's all over believing. When I'm loving my Julie, Julie, you know me love ya, truly. From me head down to me coolie. Woman, you turn me on with your people on the love me, Julie. You got the sweet stuff, truly. When me touch you, make me cool.
Hey, this shot, give me to rap too.
Yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
You is fitter than J-Lo. Next to you, she just a minger. Fit as Destiny's Child, well, apart from the lead singer. You's fitter than the Spice Girls, including the Ginga. Give it a shave, cause me wanna be in ya. They was claiming that I love what's wrong. The people just stared and said it was too long. But it ain't a crime to have a 12-inch. Dong, da, dong, dong,
dong. All right, that is Julie from Ali G and Shaggy. I believe there are some facts in there about this one.
Oh, it's just from the Ali G Into House soundtrack.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Man, Ali G was great. Mm-hmm. Those are the days.
It's a shame they didn't do a follow-up for Borat. What a fun conversation that would be.
Yeah. I think it would go a little something.
One, two, one, two. I should say, in addition to going to Jared, our friend of the podcast, we also go to Facebook to see what our friends think about Shaggy. V.A. Bennett, my friend from Cincy, writes, Shaggy's Jamaican accent only came through in songs. In interviews, he sounded like he was from Iowa. Quite unsettling, and also I'm pretty sure that it was him on the sofa. There's a lot of jokes like that in this mm-hmm. one, and I'm just going to skip through most of them.
Yep.
Also a lot of, like, are you talking about Shaggy from Scooby-Doo? You goddamn know what we aren't. Also, ICP people, very annoying.
What's the ICP?
Shaggy, oh, Shaggy too dope. Yeah. Let's see. Ron Trimbath writes, Angel was a fucking banger. I still keep it in the rotation to this day. I also knew a girl that gave him and Afro Man blowjobs, and they've played my shitty hometown in the same month. It was probably 2010. So. Pretty gross.
<It's> what?
All right.
That's awesome.
I mean, Afro Man circa 2010. I saw Afro Man in 2010, and it was not fun. I mean, he played, you know, because I got high or whatever, but then.
I think that girl fucking ruled.
That girl is cool. Don't get me wrong. Ron, don't slut shame. Come on, buddy. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What do you
What a story.
Yeah.
Someone, Steph Moffat, writes, the fact that it wasn't me as a middle school dance memory is really odd. Now, that was that appropriate enough for my uptight private school? How was that appropriate enough? Not to mention 12-year-olds singing the lyrics, sure. Some Heather Maruli is grossed out by the song, and then other people are arguing with her that it's a good song, and then she says it's bad. So, I don't know. I think it's still a fun song.
A nation divided.
Let's see. John Rosenberger writes, a lot, like a whole lot of people overlook Boombastic, and that song is a true banger. Sure. People are surprised that he's a military veteran. Yeah. Let's see. Apparently, we should have talked to Anthony DeVito also, apparently, because he like is a... Do you know Anthony? You know Anthony DeVito. Yeah. Apparently, he's obsessed with Shaggy as well. So now you guys know that for conversations.
We should connect and go to one of those... I think he's currently touring with Sting.
Oh, wow. So, that would be an experience. Yeah.
That would be pretty interesting. I don't know.
Let's Hit me see. Up.
Brandon Ream says his album with Sting was good.
Oh, wow. Well,
all right. Okay. Let's see.
When I first saw the title 44847, I was like, "Was this their ATM pin number?"
Ooh,
yes.
The king is
that
there.
Right? The king is back. Let's see. I think that's probably yeah. A lot of people are just saying talking about the Sting thing again. Austin Full writes, "Wasn't Me" was my go-to karaoke song when I was 12, and I'm Filipino, and I don't know what the song meant back then. I didn't know what the song meant back then. Well, now you know. So. You know,
apologize.
You
can't go back.
Yeah, apologize, Austin. You know what you did. And then Corey Clifford wrote about the Tony Braxton song. Oh,
yes,
and
thank
Tommy
you.
Tommy McNamara
know about that.
Liked it, and yet didn't give Corey any
I
sort of
given credit.
Credit.
I'm sorry, I did not
wow.
know about
it's
it.
Like you, like, you seem like that. A guy who'd steal from the Steve Miller Band.
I'm just having this mental image of a 13-year-old at karaoke, like doing karaoke for like one of the first times in his
yep.
life, probably. And then it's like, oh, I love this song, and then like doing it, and then that like Shaggy part comes in, and just like.
That would be a thing that would haunt me forever.
Yeah.
I've done that before where you're like, oh, this is a song that I know. Really. Like, I remember, I think I tried to do New York State of Mind, mm-hmm. or Empire, what is the fucking song? The Jay-Z song?
Yeah, I think it's Empire State of Mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Empire State of Mind. And it was so, having not known the lyrics, I was like, oh, this is way harder than I thought it would be. And I really made a fool of myself.
A friend of mine once stayed in Airbnb where they had... like the verse of that song painted on the wall.
Oh, God.
And it was
oh,
so lame.
That sucks.
My friend Sam, we just got married. Congrats,
oh,
Sam.
Congrats, Sam. Congratulations, Samuel. We have. Oh. Well.
So this is on his honeymoon.
She changed it? let's. We have one. I believe we have one more song here left, which is Shaggy, Where Are You? And your note on it is Full Circle.
Yeah, because when Shaggy was coming up with his stage name, he was like, I like Scooby-Doo. He's named after the Shaggy.
Just so you know, this is the opening credits to the Scooby-Doo movie, the alternate opening.
Once again I'm on a fall. Once again I find my back is up against the wall. Will somebody help me? Please hear my call. I'll get a message to my dog and he'll be on the ball. Cause everybody need a friend that they can depend on. Someone who could have the motive or situation. Only a friend alone can understand my pain. If only I could get a message to my great pain. And I know that.
Again, he's playing character. He's rapping as Shaggy.
Yeah.
This is so ridiculous.
Once again I'm in a jam. Once again I never seem to ever have a plan. You hear me, I'm in trouble, man. Can you lend a hand? Right now I am reaching out to Scooby and the gang. Sure feels good to find a friend that you can lean on. Friend who would believe you if you say you saw a dream, man. And even though sometimes I'm a little out of whack, I never worry much, I know my dog has got my back. And I know that.
Alright. Oh, he's still going.
This is, I love this so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad I did it.
The verses are so, like, sincere.
Yeah. He's put a lot of thought into this.
Now, you got to wonder if when they were planning, they're like, God, who's going to play Shaggy? Such a memorable character. And then someone was just like, why don't we just get Shaggy?
Yes.
Amazing.
I guess it didn't happen. And everyone,
they cut it.
Everyone loves these movies. Yeah.
Right. Just they imagine. Cut it. This was supposed to be, the beginning of that movie with Matthew Lillard. What's the guy's name who plays Shaggy? Okay. Somebody commented on it. It's funny how this was cut because of time. It's not like they could have cut down on that 4 or 5 minute farting scene instead. Wow. Hard takes on the Scooby-Doo film.
I want to read some of these lyrics aloud because I think they should be emphasized. Only a friend alone can understand my pain. If only I could get some message to my Great Dane, comma, Scooby. like this one goes, this. Once again, I'm in a jam. Once again, I never seem to ever have a plan. You know me, I'm in trouble, man. Can you lend a hand? Right now, I'm reaching out to Scooby and the gang. Which the rhyme scheme is suspect there, but
yeah, yep, he gets away with that a lot. I feel like. Well, that brings us to the end of our playlist today, and what a playlist! That was very fun, Tommy. We do a rating of the playlist.
Sorry, one more.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, you got more, do it.
Come on, Scooby Doo! I see you pretending down to shivers. You're not fooling me because I can see the way you shake and shiver.
Wait, did he rhyme shivers with shivers?
He did.
Which is also in the chorus.
Also, it didn't totally make sense the first time he used it either.
Nope.
Pretending down to shivers?
You got to pretend down to shivers, man.
Damn.
At a certain point, he's like, I could put anything in my songs. No one's really going to question it.
Until now. Brett, do you have any final things you want to say about Shaggy?
I think he's due for a comeback. I think I don't think that Shaggy is an age restricted persona.
Yep.
I think he could keep coming back and stick around with us forever. And he's the American dream. Who would have thought this guy, who could have just been a novelty act, would have such a long and storied career, multiple number one hits.
It's true.
Appearances on so many soundtracks.
Yes.
It's a good point. Yeah. These are all good points. Tommy?
He was on the Flipper soundtrack.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Which song?
First? I don't know.
Flipper, flipper, flipper. Tommy, what are you thinking?
I had a lot of fun listening to Shaggy. I don't think I would have had any reason to listen to this much Shaggy.
Yeah.
But I was genuinely enjoying it the whole time.
Yes.
And I think, stuff we touched on, right? It's great collaborations, great beats, great samples. And his voice is still fun and funny. And he sounds like Zoidberg, as many people pointed out. I think Zoidberg must be based on him.
Oh, I never thought about that.
It was funny because I searched it on Twitter because I was like, this must be something people talk about. And it's like hundreds of people saying, am I the only one who thinks that Zoidberg sounds like Shaggy? But everyone says, am I the only one?
That's really funny.
I thought this was a lot of fun. There's no song that we played that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Like even this.
I should point out there were 7 songs, including the Scooby-Doo one.
I'm counting the Scooby-Doo one.
And what are you going to discount?
Take out the Ali G one.
Okay.
Because I didn't like that one.
That's more of a comedy piece.
It was more of a comedy piece. And I found the video disturbing.
I like the song Rat in Me Kitchen.
Yes,
so I'm
I do like that. But I don't know what I would knock him for. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I'm going to go, in honor of his album, 4.487 out of 6.
Perfect. I think I'm going to go 5. I really liked it, too. It was really fun. I think that the message of It Wasn't Me is great. I think that it holds up to this very day. No, I really enjoyed this. I don't know what else to do. Yeah, I think out of the the Ali G and the maybe That Girl, they're not the ones that I came up with. Like the ones that I grew up with, I love anyway. We talk about that a lot on the show, but the nostalgia factor is big with Shaggy for me. I loved Shaggy growing up. If anything, I'm going to ding him for hitting on my girl. but besides that, I loved it.
Same thing happened to my sister in Busta Rhymes.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah, wow.
And I saw him once in person. I was like, oh, that's weird.
That is weird. Yeah. My cousin once blew Busta Rhymes and Shaggy in the same month.
Wow.
That's not true. what do you rate the playlist?
Oh, well, in honor of his number one hit, I'm going to rank it one.
Oh, no.
Is there anything you want to promote? This will come out this Wednesday.
Yeah. Check out the podcast for laundry on the Forever Dog Podcast Network.
It's very funny.
This
I'm a
week
fan.
We have Shalewa with Sharp on.
Ooh.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd love to have both you on. I'd love to get a date on the books, actually.
Let's do it right now on air.
Yeah.
That way, if anybody backs out, they'll know it was on us.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, come see, I'll be in Montreal at the end of this very month. Come see my solo show and whatever else I'm doing out there. That would be very cool. And also, I'll be at the Big Hunt in D.C. in September. And I'll be in Comedy by the Bridge in Indiana in August. And I'll be under the bridge downtown giving my life
Isn't
away.
Isn't that where you drew some blood?
That is true, yeah. Yeah. Tommy, what do you got?
Yeah, just check out my website. I have shows listed there. Weekly show every Tuesday. Me and Luke Mona is coming to hang out.
Yeah, baby. Get on the Patreon. We love you. Keep it crispy. Bye.